Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7:30. You make that 8:30. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. A wild night for Kansas weather as severe thunderstorms carried high wind, hail, and heavy rain to much of central Kansas. Wind gusted to more than 80 miles per hour in the Wichita area with tree limbs down, power outages, and street flooding. The National Weather Service reports up to 1.5 inches of rain across Wichita. 4 family members suffered minor injuries when a tree fell on an SUV in Hutchinson. Now let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. We expect a break from the morning clouds, and it's going to be hot and humid again this afternoon, warming up a little bit more. Should hit 96 for the high with a gusty south wind, 15 to 25 miles per hour. We could see a few thunderstorms develop this evening. Any that do could become severe with a low 75, then hot again tomorrow, Saturday afternoon's high near 100. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Thank you, Dan. Now partly cloudy and 70 degrees. Kansas Governor Sam Brownback has allowed a bill designed to keep concealed guns out of public hospitals and mental health centers to become law without his signature. The governor acted Thursday and broke with gun rights allies. The new law allows a permanent ban on concealed guns at state hospitals, other public hospitals, community health centers, mental health centers, publicly owned nursing homes, and indigent clinics. It also allows the University of Kansas Health System and the university's medical school in Kansas City, Kansas, to ban concealed guns. The Kansas Board of Regents has approved higher tuition rates for the state's 6 universities, ranging from 2.5% to 2.9%.
Rates for the next school year approved Thursday for resident and non-resident tuition include a 2.5% increase at the University of Kansas, 2.9% at K-State, 2.5% at Wichita State, 2.7% at Emporia State, 2.8% at Pittsburgh State, and a 2.9% increase at Fort Hays State. The exceptions are a 5.5% increase for the rate at Kansas, a 5% increase at the University of Kansas Medical Center, and no increase at K-State's College of Veterinary Medicine. The compact rate allows incoming freshmen to lock in tuition for 4 years. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Wichita Police Officer Charlie Davidson offers a reminder to citizens. You can purchase copies of traffic accident reports online.
It's something that we've done for a long time, but maybe not utilized as much from the community. Maybe they weren't aware of it. So it's just something that we're trying to promote a little bit so to help efficiently get cases to citizens more quickly and be able to get those online if they need to.
To obtain a copy, there is a $17 fee. Go to wichitapolice.gov, click on Forms, and click on Requesting a Motor Vehicle Accident.
Sedgwick County Manager Mike Scholes tells KNSS News the county's making progress when it comes to the jail population thanks to special programs designed to move nonviolent offenders out of detention.
The average daily population in sheriff custody is 1,373, which is over 1 year is a 2% decrease,
right,
but over 10 years is a 10% decrease.
Scholes says the juvenile detention facility has seen a 14% decrease in population over the past year. Mike Scholes is our guest this weekend on Issues 2017, Sunday morning at 8 on KNSS. KNSS National News Time, 8:34.
Did a Russian airstrike in Syria take out the leader of ISIS? Those in Russia are trying to confirm that Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi was killed by an attack on a meeting of Islamic State leaders in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Marine Colonel and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard with more on the speculation.
Remember that Raqqa is a city under siege, so the Russians have no hard evidence. There's no DNA evidence that would suggest that he's dead. The other thing is that the Department of Defense in the U.S. has told us that they've heard no chatter, so there's nothing to back it up, no intelligence. intelligence to back it up. So we need to remain very, very suspect of this claim.
Secretary of State James Mattis says we have no confirmation of the claims. President Trump in Miami preparing to roll back some of President Obama's policies on Cuba. Death toll in the London high-rise bombing has now hit 30, but officials there say will most certainly go up as they slowly make their way up through all the floors. A deadlocked jury still deliberating the Bill Cosby sex assault trial. The judge told them last night they need to keep on working. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
8:35 now, Steve and Ted. 98.7 at 1330 KNSS. Entertainment news, the blur, Ted Woodward this morning. And the Cosby trial is still going on, right, Ted?
Yeah, we'll touch some more on that trial and a change in the lineup for The Talk.
The jury in the Bill Cosby sexual assault trial in Norristown, Pennsylvania, told the judge Thursday morning that they were deadlocked. The judge instructed them to keep trying to reach a verdict. Thursday marked the start of the third full day of deliberations, which began Monday night.
Now, just because it's out there doesn't mean I have to tell you everything.
Aisha Tyler is leaving The Talk. The actress and comic says she's just too busy and something had to go. She also appears on Criminal Minds, hosts Whose Line Is It Anyway, and does voice work on the animated hit Archer, and that's just for starters. Tyler's co-hosted The Talk since 2011. She'll remain on the show through the end of the season. And following pushback from filmmakers and the Directors Guild, Sony says it won't offer so-called cleaned-up versions of its films to consumers if the directors object. I'm Christopher Watson.
Jim Gaffigan's new comedy special is one the whole family can enjoy. He's fine with that.
We should be able to hit these people.
The hilarious Jim Gaffigan's comedy special Cinco is now streaming on Netflix. The title is a nod to the fact that he has five children, and this is his fifth comedy special. And like having children...
Hopefully this is the last one.
An album version of Cinco was just released, meaning you can now enjoy it anywhere.
Apparently my stand-up is really good for when you're driving in a car with kids, because it's clean.
Gaffigan doesn't feel being called a clean comedian's a bad thing.
Comedians just want to be known as funny. That's right. The only adjective they really want.
Linda Lopez, ABC News.
Last night in New York City, Robert Lamb and James Pankow of Rock and Roll Hall of Famers, Chicago, were each inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame on the red carpet. Lamb spoke about the honors that Chicago is receiving. The band now in its 50th year.
At a certain point in your career, you start getting these Lifetime Achievements Award. You think maybe it's the universe telling you you need to stop. But in spite of that, we find that in our 50th year, we're going stronger than ever. So we're having an incredible year. And the individual honor that this is for the songwriter, Jimmy Pankow, Robert Lamb, it's really special.
Let's check out some of the funny last night on the late night. In his monologue last night, let's start off with ABC's Jimmy Kimmel.
You know, they love American children's books in North Korea. Of course, they adapt them to suit the North Korean lifestyle, but they're the same books we have. There's, for instance, Goodnight Oon. Oh, the places you'll never go. The Very Hungry Caterpillar and Millions of Other People. Really is amazing, though, that Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un are friends, especially considering Kim Jong-un doesn't speak English and Dennis Rodman doesn't speak English. I don't know what they're saying to each other. I don't know.
There you go.
Maybe they have their own language.
Let's check in with NBC's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Yesterday, the Senate overwhelmingly voted to impose new sanctions on Russia over election meddling, 97-2. So who voted against it? Well, as usual, it was Wyoming Senators Boris and Natasha.
With CBS's The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And let's check in with NBC's Late Night with Seth Meyers.
The company is offering a new service that will allow personal photos to be printed on swim trunks. So it'll just look like I'm naked? Asked Anthony Weiner.
Some of the monologue material last night on the Late Night Show. Okay. Los Angeles honoring the late actor who played the Caped Crusader last night.
L.A. shined the bat signal on City Hall. The tribute for the original Batman, Adam West, who died last Friday. Mayor Eric Garcetti led a crowd in a musical tribute.
Should we do one sing-along? Da-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na, Batman.
The 88-year-old actor died at his home after a battle with leukemia. Dave Schreiber, ABC News.
Let's see how things will size up at the box office this weekend.
Wonder Woman is going down to some talking cars.
The racing is the reward.
Cars 3 is expected to win the weekend at the box office. Projections have the Pixar Disney film debuting in the $60 million range. That would be a little less than the last film and about the same as the first.
How important from the streets?
The Tupac biopic All Eyes on Me could finish third, followed by the raunchy comedy Rough Night and the scary sharks of 47 Meters Down.
Visit Tupac Shakur!
A lot of people have been waiting for All Eyes on Me. The story of Tupac Shakur has been in the works for more than 6 years. Actor Demetrius Shipp Jr., who plays the rapper, says he was familiar with Tupac's music.
But this movie gave me an understanding of who he was and how he got to be who he was. You know what I'm saying?
Today would have been Tupac's 46th birthday. Imagine all. And 46 years after its release, Yoko Ono will be added to the songwriting credits of Imagine. The NMPA says it's what John Lennon said he wanted. I'm Jason Athenson.
The God of Thunder is in court trying to trademark a hand gesture.
Gene Simmons already trademarks Kiss bobbleheads, masks, salt and pepper shakers. Now he wants to own a hand gesture. The Kiss frontman has gone to the trademark office trying to patent the heavy metal sign. You know, the one with your index finger up, your two middle fingers down, and your pinky up. He claims it was first used in commerce on or around November 14th, 1974, smack in the middle of the Kiss Hotter Than Hell tour. Now, there are plenty of pictures of another heavy metal rocker, Ronnie James Dio, flashing the horns, but he puts his thumbs down. Simmons says he wants to trademark his hand gesture for entertainment purposes and live performances by a musical artist. In other words, him. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Flash, it's Hook'em Horns in Texas, right?
Oh, there's that. Yeah. It's very similar.
There's others. Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
This is Gene Simmons?
Yeah.
Why don't you guys just relax and, you know, he's a couple of years, he's going to heaven anyway.
Yeah,
come on.
We'll see.
Good gravy.
A couple of items from 50 years ago on this day. Today marks the 50th anniversary of the concert that kicked off the Summer of Love. Before Woodstock, there was the Monterey Pop Festival.
Yeah.
First major show played by The Who, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix turned him into a star. David Crosby played with the Byrds. Buffalo Springfield was there. 3-day-long event. First time most of them had ever seen Hendrix, who famously lit his guitar on fire. The Mamas and the Papas closed out the festival in Monterey. It's just about 2 hours south of San Francisco.
To me, that's better musically. Much better than Woodstock.
Than Woodstock.
Yeah.
Oh, I agree.
A lot better.
Yep, good stuff. And also, Steve, 50 years ago today, out in Wichita movie theaters, The Reluctant Astronaut, Don Knotts.
I'm not.
Yeah. He runs a fairground kiddie spaceship in Sweetwater, Missouri, and he ends up applying for a job at NASA. He's a janitor. And through a series of strange events,
yes,
he ends up in space.
All right.
Yeah. And he ends up getting peanut butter in part of the mechanism there, and they think he's going to die up there. But he ends up remembering the reverse thruster that he had at the fairground at the kiddie ride.
Well, kind of
and got him back to Earth safely.
Kind of like Apollo 13, then.
Sorry, I gave away a little spoiler there for The Reluctant Astronaut. Came out 50 years ago on this day.
Oh, boy.
Entertainment News in the Blur is brought to you by our good friends at Pizza John's in Derby. Head on down for a great tasty pizza right there on K-15 at 208 South Baltimore. You will not be disappointed. They're open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-mm, Pizza John's in Derby.
Time for our Prairie Fire coffee break on KNSS.
Coffee break.
Prairie Fire coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling at 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com. 843, Steve and Ted coming up. What's going on down by the river? Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, on the way. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.